This is Tweetminster at the Conservative Party Conference, speaking with Philip Virgo. Philip, you're an expert on data. You lead the Conservative Technology Council. Can you explain more about the government's data agenda and the kind of impact that it could make if it's treated the right way?
Conservative Technology Forum, and I'm on the executive. The issue is you've got to begin with good quality data. And if we take an example that's used as a flagship, which is the DVLA systems, everybody says how cheap they are to use. Do remember you pay £2.50 extra to book your license online as opposed to going into a post office. But about freedom of information requests about a year or so ago, 10% of the vehicle records have errors in them. A quarter of the driver records have errors in them. Now, that's usually because the address is wrong or what have you. But if that is the state of one of the flagship government databases, there's audit commission stuff on health service records where the rate of error in records in health authorities ranged from 0.1%, which is damn good and really fit for use, to over half the records have errors in them. You've got similar situations in legal records and so on, where, of course, people want them to be wrong. Now, if that is the quality of the data that's going up online, without a big effort to clean it, one of the side effects could be a collapse of confidence in public services in general.
So, coming at it from our point of view, we do a lot of data mining and look at trends in social media and Twitter posts. Obviously, cleaning that data is very important, but more importantly, interpreting it for people is also a big part of it. Do you think the general public and the tech community really have the skills to understand the work of government through analysing data and mashing up data sets?
First thing is that most of them don't even understand. Well, they would if they knew what the data meant, but lots of different departments have different meanings for the same item of data. And until you've got standard classifications, you can mislead yourself very badly by comparing chalk and cheese because they've got the same codes. So, in principle, it's a great idea. And I'm hesitant to say we should delay while we tidy it up, because that's an excuse for never doing it. But we should also be aware there is going to be a period of chaos early on, because if you mash up garbage, you get silage. So what we've got is Geigo in, garbage in, garbage out, one of the oldest maxims of computer systems. Mashups are going to produce electronic silage, and that could bring the entire concept into disrepute, unless we really do have people who are going to apply the data cleansing skills early on. And that actually means they're going to have a vested interest in cleaning the data and put it out. And that's going to be rather interesting. So who's going to move first to package the data up? But then on the other side, we have got a couple of very professional operations who are very good at cleaning public data. Well, there are quite a number of them, in fact. You've got SAS, you've got Detica, you've got all sorts of people who want to do it professionally. And then, of course, you've got Mosaic, which is used by all the parties to work out the profiles of those who are going to vote for them. It's also incredibly good at working out the profiles of who's in need of public services. But at that point, you're actually using professionals to massage the data and interpret it. It's going to be interesting to see who actually does a better job, the professionals or the amateurs.
And on that front, looking at the broader community using new technologies, is that going to be a central strand for the government in trying to deliver better and more cost-effective public services?
I think it has to be, because at a time of cuts, you actually have to target them extremely well. But at that point, all the stuff about using social networks to consult, the people who go on the social networks are the IT equivalent of the Green Ink Brigade who used to write to their MP or their councillor or what have you. How representative of genuine public opinion are those people who are online, social networking, blogging, what have you. There's all, again, the potential of being dangerously misled. Now, at that point, what do you do? Do you retreat back and not consult? That, of course, is what Sir Humphrey would say. The other alternative is you go flat out to ensure you're actively consulting the communities you want to serve. Now, at that point, that probably leads you into the active part of big society, but that exercise of actively drawing in the feedback so that when you're targeting a service, you know you've got genuine feedback from those who are affected, gets interesting, and quite frankly, that's only possible to do that locally. And, of course, local choice is postcode lottery. And what will John Humphreys make of that?
Philip Virgo, thank you very much.